下面我们再来看一篇来自哥伦比亚广播公司的报道，说工作中呢，你是比较具有积极心态呢，还是消极的心态？大多数人呢，可能都认为还是应该具有积极的心态。但是这篇报道称呢，具有消极心态的人其实也有着自己的优势。这样的人呢，更容易把精力集中于发展一项专业技能。CBS News reports people with negative attitudes may not be the most popular folks at the office, but they may have an unexpected advantage when it comes to developing expertise at work. Researchers made the discovery by dividing people into two groups to study, likers or people found to have positive dispositional attitudes in a personality test, and haters or those with negative dispositional attitudes. Then they studied how each group spent its time. In one study, participants recorded all the activities they did in a week, and in another study, participants used a free response time survey.
Now, the results of it are perhaps not surprising and were published in the journal Social Psychology. They found that those with a positive attitude enjoyed a wider range of things and tended to do different things during the week, while the people with a negative attitude enjoyed fewer things and did fewer things. But both groups were active for about the same amount of time, which the researchers say suggests that the positive people crammed more into their days,while the negative people spent more time on each activity. And this is why they're saying that they think that it might have an advantage when it comes to developing expertise, because the negative people spend longer learning things and doing things、mm-hmm. than the positive people.
You think so?
I can't
believe that. 在收音机前的你呢，你觉得在工作中你是一个比较积极的还是消极的人呢？你觉得你的积极或者消极有着什么样的优势和劣势？你可以通过微信跟我们分享你的想法。在微信上非常容易找到我们 China Drive 双语中国秀。